From the world of Sonic the Hedgehog, a new hero arrives.
I am
ready. Is there anyone stronger?
No.
Tougher?
No.
Funnier?
I do not make jokes. I make warriors.
Knuckles, now streaming only on Paramount Plus.
Yes!
Now streaming on Paramount Plus.
You're ready, Bob.
Well, all right!
Audiences are raving. Bob Marley is electrifying. It's the feel-good movie of the year.
You dig?
Bob Marley, One Love. Rated PG-13. Now streaming on Paramount Plus.
Hello and welcome back to the Wildcat Scoop Podcast. I'm your host, Shelby Shear, here with...
Jason Shear.
And we had a rare Saturday off because Arizona plays Stanford on Sunday, which is weird.
Well, it's not really off, though, because we're doing this podcast on a Saturday.
Yeah, but we normally would do it Friday.
It's very weird.
We had, like,
I'm uncomfortable.
A great birthday day for Brielle.
Shout out to Brielle.
Turned 11 today. She played flag football. We got to have a party with her team.
Tomorrow, she's going to the women's game with our girl Erica. Shout out, Erica. And then she's going to the men's game.
Yes. So thank you so much to our dear friends of the show, Randy and Jackie, for the tickets. Also,
shout out to Gabe.
Also, shout out to, well, no.
U of A Don. Tucson Don Ombro.
Tucson Don. And also Gabe, who came up to Jason when we were at the Hawaiian.
L&L Barbecue. By the way, funny story. They make, what is it called? Salmon. S-A-M-I-N.
Yeah.
Samin.
Samin or something.
It's like some kind of soup or stew, Hawaiian. And the owner said that the woman in charge of the store, L&L, whatever it is, makes all of it in the morning. And oftentimes they have the football... Polynesian football players come in and they run out literally within
They'll
an
hour. They'll run out like before noon.
Yeah, like whenever they come in, that's when they run out. So
if you ever want to get that soup at L&L Barbecue, is it First and Limberlost or something like that? You're going to have to go earlier in the day because the Polynesian players want their comfort food.
I got to tweet that.
It was really good.
Polynesian step, you know, shout out
to
my people, Polynesians.
They're your people?
Yeah. Polynesians and Jews are very similar.
There's a lot of similarities.
A lot of Polynesian there. Jews out there.
Okay.
Apologies.
Apologies.
Jewanesians.
Everybody's great. We all love Hawaiian barbecue, I hope. And if you haven't had it, it's excellent.
Where do we go tonight? Texas Roadhouse.
We had Texas Roadhouse for Brielle's birthday.
We're going to tell you everything we ate all week.
Go. We had Papa Shear and Mama Shear there as well, which was good to get Papa Shear out of the house. So we had quite a day. Now we're doing the podcast for you. We're, you know, actually going to talk about basketball. But before we begin, we do have a message from our sponsor, Longview Insurance and Investments. Our daily spending choices greatly impact our lifestyle, what we can do, where we can go, like catching a big game at the McHale Center. Make your plan to enjoy the special moments. At Longview Insurance and Investments, we can help you learn how to make smart financial choices for the future, balancing both work and play. Visit our website at www.longviewinsuranceandinvestments.com to learn more. Thank you so much. Shout out to everyone, but specifically to Andre and Emily, our awesome sponsor. So Arizona is going to be hosting Stanford
Sunday.
And what do you recall about the first matchup other than disaster?
No, that's it. You just summed it up, Shelby.
Disaster.
There is no other than disaster. That game, was stupid. I remember stupidity. Stanford averaged like 1.3 points possession. They were 20 of 37 from two, and you're like, oh, 54%. That's awesome. They were 16 of 25 from three. Let me repeat that. 16 of 25 from three. Believe it or not, Arizona and Stanford actually shot the same from two that game. Stanford was 54. Arizona was 53. Stanford killed Arizona on the boards in defensive rebounds. Arizona actually offensive rebounded rather well. Stanford had more turnovers, but the three-point line, man. That was the only difference in the game, is Stanford couldn't miss. Now, to be fair, a lot of it was Stanford couldn't miss, but a lot of it was Arizona couldn't guard. My boy Bruce Pascoe, Big Bruce Pasco had a great stat today, because everything Bruce does is great, Shelby. In his stat, as I Google it on my Google machine, Spencer Jones has hit 58% of his threes against Tommy Lloyd-coached Wildcats.
Wow.
58%.
Whoa.
So, yeah, that's stupid. He didn't shoot well against ASU. Stanford in general didn't shoot well against ASU. So I am, you know, we'll get to that. But, yeah, I just recall that game, the fan reaction, I think, was worse than any game this season. Well, it's between that and Oregon State.
Stanford was pretty brutal.
It was close.
Right. Well, that was part of Arizona's effort issue.
Well, the problem is also, like, if Arizona's going to lose, I like for it to be the first game of a trip, because they could turn around and win the second, and it's kind of forgotten. When you lose
the second,
now we're talking about it all week, and it's just
very
brutal.
Fresh.
So, but again, like, remember, we went back to the Cal game, and we were like, well, Cal, you know, in the second half of the first meeting, Cal scored 55 points. Would that repeat itself? It didn't at all. So this is going to be another will it repeat itself type of game.
Okay, well, what type of team is Stanford now?
I'm glad you asked, Shelby.
I'm happy to ask, Jason.
Gosh, your questions are always so similar.
I know.
Look, Stanford is not awful. The end.
I mean, they kicked Arizona's ass.
They're 11-9. They're a weird thing. It's something about Arizona. It just is. It's super weird. But they're coming off that win against ASU. But then the game before that, they lost to Cal. And then they beat Washington, right? And then before that, they get blown out by Washington State. You know, their losses are blowouts, right? Like, they, you know, a lot of them, like, going back to early in the season, Santa Clara, 12, Northern Iowa, 22, San Diego State, 14, USC, 14, Washington State, 14. Like, they get, you know, and they're decent at everything. The issue is, like, on offense, they're 81st. On defense, they're 106. Their tempo's fine. Effective field goal percentage, Shell, they're 21st in the country. Like, that is really good. They turn the ball over too much. They don't offensive rebound at all, but they do defensive rebound. They don't get to the line, but they also don't foul a lot. But the biggest thing with them is very simple. They are 11th in the country in three-point percentage. They shoot 39% from three. They don't defend the three well, but it doesn't matter. I mean, when you face a team like Stanford, it feels like you're going to know pretty early what's going to happen. If Stanford is hitting their threes, it's going to be a long day. If they're not hitting their threes, there's a good chance they're going to lose. They should have lost that ASU game, but they won on a 17-2 run in the last, like, 5 minutes or whatever it is, and they were losing the majority of that game. And you take a look at their record away. They beat UCLA at UCLA, which is hard to do. They beat Oregon State at Oregon State, which is also hard to do. But they also lost to Cal. You know, so they're not awful on the road. They're pretty much similar on the road than they are home. Their offense is very good. Their defense is not great. You know, again, 210th in the nation in three-point defense, 146th in two-point defense. They get their shot blocked quite a bit. They don't steal, but they do turn the ball over.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
It's the UEFA Champions League on Paramount Plus. Magical! Europe's top club soccer tournament. Champions versus champions. The best teams facing off in the knockout rounds.
Magnificent!
And it all takes place
while you're filling out financial reports at work. In the middle of your day, in the middle of your week. So use that second screen. Call in sick. Do whatever you gotta do to tune in Tuesdays and Wednesdays. Nobody watches the UEFA Champions League like us. Stream every match live exclusively on Paramount Plus.
But they're 3 point. They move the ball very well. They're 11th in the country in assists to field goal made. Their point distribution, they're 52nd in the country in threes. They are going to shoot a lot of threes, and they're a relatively big team. And I mean that, you know, that sums it up. They are when they shoot threes and make them. That goes to my next question.
When they're hot, they're hot. This is why I'm hot.
Okay, sure.
I'm trying to have more singing, because anytime we have a podcast where there's zero singing, we have a lot more callouts that we didn't sing than when we do.
This is serious shit. Stanford beat Arizona. That's so if people don't like the fact that I'm not happy and I'm not singing, then I...
You're just going extemporaneous singing tonight. Okay. Well,
don't use big words.
Don't use big words?
What does extemporaneous mean?
Are you serious?
No.
How many threes will Stanford make on Sunday?
Well, extemporaneously speaking, Shelby.
Uh-huh. That's not the right usage of that.
You're so pretty. It's Arizona, so we're going to start at 12 as the over-under.
Okay, that's okay? Good.
Against Cal, I said that Cal would shoot, because Cal shoots a ton of threes, I said they would shoot 30, and the over-under was 12. They were 5 of 21. They didn't shoot as many as I thought. Stanford, in the first meeting again, shot, what would I say it was, 25 threes, million. And they made 16. I'm going to go 28 threes attempted, and they will shoot 12 of 28.
Wow, this is a very specific stat.
12 of 28 from three, which is not bad, but it's not great either.
It's less great than the last time we played them, and that's good for Arizona.
Yeah, you got a number in mind? How many threes? Let's just say, so per game, they average about, I don't know, they average quite a bit. Of three-point attempts.
Mm-hmm.
How many do you think they're going to hit? They hit 16 in the first matchup against ASU last game, because I know you're all about what have you done for me lately, Shelby.
What have you done for me lately?
They shot 27 and they made 8.
Jesus.
Against Cal, they shot 24 and they made 7.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going up because it's Arizona. I'm going 12 to 28 from three.
Mm-hmm. I will say, Mikhail is clearly hostile to other teams.
What?
And I'm don't let assuming, Mick Cronin hear that. I'm assuming it's going to be pretty hopping.
Because, I mean, when you think about it, according to Mick Cronin, who I'm only bringing him up because I'm watching UCLA, his father was savagely beaten.
His father
after one game
with a cell phone.
Mac Etienne. Someone actually shot a bow and arrow at Mac, and the only thing he could protect himself with was a spit. Someone took their cell phone last game and started bashing a player
How
in the head.
How dare you?
So God knows what'll happen.
I don't know. I feel like in McHale, teams might come out more hot. And then the second half, they usually kind of cool off.
Shall we just give us a number?
I'm going to say 10 threes. I think it'll be less.
How many attempts, though? 30? You want that 30
line?
Yeah,
I'll say 30 line.
10 for 30. Wow.
I'm hoping.
Not. This is why I'm not.
But I will be at the game, and I will be, like, sending bad vibes.
Shelby's going to be at the game. If you notice a police presence in the, what section are you in? If you notice a police presence in the hundreds, it's Shelby or Brielle. Could be Brielle.
I do want to say when we went to the steakhouse this evening, as we were exiting, the hostess as we were leaving, said, you know, bye, have a great night. She goes, I love your jacket because I'm wearing my home field apparel, Arizona Bomber. And I had to stand there and tell her homefieldapparel.com. Use the code WildcatScoop23 for a discount. And she's going to buy 3 jackets. So if you see me, I'll probably be wearing my bomber jacket. And if you were interested, because, you know, we used to hype home field. We still are repping them a little bit, but that's where you get it.
When it's repping time. When it's repping time.
See, there you go. When perfect segue.
Do you know who sings that?
No, I don't.
I believe when it's repping time. When it's repping. Jim Jones.
There you go. That's classic.
You want me to read you the... I get on extra grind when it's reppin' time.
Ooh.
When it's reppin' time. When it's reppin' time. When it's reppin' time. When it's reppin' time.
Wow. Look at us. This spoken word rapping that we're doing. It's so hot.
I don't think I can read the rest.
Yeah, probably, you know. I don't know if everybody knows this, but especially on game day when Jason's driving to the stadium, when I'm in the car with him on a football day, like, he's like just blasting like classic 90s and 2000s rap, like Jay-Z, and obviously Jim Jones would be one of them.
dip set. When it's reppin' time. When it's reppin' time. When it's reppin' time. When it's reppin' time. Yeah.
Oh, I just tried to.
Oh man, I love this song.
My thumb, because I can't snap with my left hand because of my thumb injury, which is still healing. It hurts.
And I'm back. It's Mr. New York City. My hat to the back. I say flyer than a frisbee.
Wow. It must be Saturday. We're just reading rap lyrics off of Google. What matchup intrigues you the most, Senor Shear?
Before I fight in the streets, I usually say that. When it's reppin' time, Wildcat Authority, and then before
I thought
you know
say that we stand on business.
Before you know it, I'm beating the crap out of.
Stand on business. Hallelujah.
Good Lord.
Standing on business.
The obvious matchup is Spencer Jones versus whoever feels like guarding him. Pella will probably get the assignment for most of the game. Keyshawn will probably get some of the assignment. It is Spencer Jones versus whoever is guarding him. This is like 58% from three when he faces Tommy Lloyd coach Stanford teams. That's stupid. And
that
it's on
stupid.
And it's on quite a few attempts. It is very difficult to win if Spencer Jones does not play well. The other matchup that I'm looking forward to is Kylan Boswell versus Cannon Carlisle. Boswell has been very aggressive as of late, has played well. Carlisle is very good, one of the better freshmen in the conference. Those are the two matchups that intrigue me quite a bit. This next question is obvious because it's all we've talked about this podcast.
The good old path to victory for both teams.
It's real simple. Stanford can't win if it doesn't hit threes, and Arizona can't win if it lets Stanford make 16 of them.
Arizona is going to decide this game. Defend the three.
Yeah, that's really all it is.
Boom.
That's it. I'm drawing the line at that. I can tell you about rebounding and turning over. Doesn't matter. If Arizona guards the three, Stanford will not win this game.
Okay, well, knowing all of that, what is your prediction?
I was a little surprised. I thought the spread was big. I feel like 17.5 was big.
17.5 is big.
But you know what, Shelby? When it's reppin' time, when it's reppin' time, I just have a feeling Arizona got annihilated after they lost to Stanford, right? Like, they are well aware. These kids are on social media. They are well aware of what everyone was saying about them. I think they come out, they beat the shit out of Stanford. I'm going 91-72. 91-72. Remember that, because I always, when I do the breakdown, I forget the score and I ask
you. I know, it's
you.
Really annoying. And then he's like, what was my score? And I'm like, I don't know. I'll pay attention. I think.
I'm flashing gang signs right now while
signs.
Singing Jim Jones.
I'm going to go a little higher than that. I'm going to say 95.
Shelby, come on.
You said 91.
That's
not
95.
Well, the difference of 4 points.
That's a lot of points, honey.
95. What was the score of the last game?
I don't know. against Stanford? They lost 181.
Well, the last game we just had.
93.
Okay, so I'm out of like the realm of Stanford's possibility.
Stanford's like really bad. Or Cal's really bad defensively.
That's true.
No, you do you. You do
I
you.
I am going to do me.
It's repping time.
Wait, what? 95 to 75. I really think it will be lower than
I
that.
I have a 90. What did I just say?
91 to 72.
91 to 72. We'll find out. I can guarantee you one thing. Shelby, tomorrow when you're in McHale.
No matter where you are, no matter what you do, you can always bear down.
When it's revving time. When it's revving time. As Jim Jones once said, Shelby, the bright lights in my big city, my eyes bright and the wrist silly. I'm risking Fed time, front page headline, make the pedal hit the floor to the throttle red line. In other words, bear down.
New CBS Monday.
Federal agents!
Here's where we can see them.
NCIS Hawaii is back.
About to set it up!
New criminals to catch.
Armed robbery, aggravated assault, murder.
And new investigations to be solved.
These guys were good, but even masters make mistakes.
Vanessa Lachey and featuring LL Cool J.
Violin Island, you got it.
Welcome to paradise.
A new NCIS Hawaii, Monday, 10/9 Central on CBS and streaming on Paramount+.